Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. How was your Tuesday? Have any of you celebrated Gratitude Day already? I got to work on a batch of Christmas cookies for the elementary school teachers and staff this afternoon, and I'll send them with my daughter tomorrow morning. I hope they love them, but even more importantly, I hope they feel loved and celebrated. If you have a Gratitude Day story to share, or you'd like to tell us all about what brings you joy, remember that we have listener mail on Fridays, and we would love to include your voice in the podcast. If you'd like to send something in, have your grown-up check the show notes for details. Okay, so do you remember the story I told you last night about slipping and falling? When it happened, how was I feeling? Not great, right? My knee was hurting, I was embarrassed, and I was starting to feel mad. But then, the people who saw me fall came over to check on me, and it made me feel better. We even ended up laughing about it together. For sure, their compassion and care played a big role in turning my mood around. But as I was reflecting on what we talked about this morning, the difference between happiness and joy, something else occurred to me. We said this morning that happiness is a feeling. It comes and goes, usually based on our circumstances. If things are going well, it's pretty easy to feel happy. But if something not so good happens, like slipping and falling in front of a bunch of people, it just poof, disappears. Joy is different. Joy is also something we can feel, but it goes deeper than that. Joy is something that can stick around in our hearts, even when things aren't going our way. It could be a really tough day, and yet we can think about our friends or family, or we can say a quick prayer, something like, "Dear God, I'm not feeling great right now, but I know you're with me." And it reminds us that we're loved no matter what. It can be hard to make ourselves happy, but we can actually choose joy. And that's what I realized. It was super nice of my neighbors to come check on me after I fell, but I could have still walked away mad. And don't get me wrong, it is absolutely okay to feel sad or disappointed or frustrated. Choosing joy doesn't mean we pretend that things are fine when they're not. But it does mean that we choose which feeling is most important. I chose not to stay mad, but instead to be joyful. And because I chose joy and started laughing, they started laughing too, and we all left full of joy. Choosing joy is one of the most important skills we can learn as we grow up. It isn't always easy, even for adults. But think about it. How amazing is it that no matter what's going on or how we're feeling, we can always choose joy? It can turn our day around. It can even be contagious, giving other people joy as well. One of our core disciplines is setting intentions. That means taking time to think about what we have to do each day. It also means deciding how we want to do the things we have to do each day. And so here's a challenge for this week. Can you try to choose joy this week? Now, it might be easy to leave the house each morning with joy because not much has happened yet. But the reason it's a challenge is that as soon as things start happening, it could end up being a good day, or it could end up being a tough day, and choosing joy might feel a little bit harder. Why don't you take a few moments to share with each other whether or not you think choosing joy will be easy or hard for you this week, and why? Maybe you think it'll be easy because the last week of school before Christmas can be a lot of fun. Or maybe you think it'll be hard because there's someone in your class or at work that's hard to get along with. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Okay, how are you feeling? Hopefully, a lot of you think choosing joy will be easy this week. But if there was anyone in your family that thought it might be hard this week, the rest of you can help them choose joy this week by reminding them how much you love them no matter what. Okay, let's end with a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for all of your blessings. We thank you that joy is not just something that comes and goes, but it's something we can choose. Help us to choose joy this week as a family, especially as Christmas gets closer every day. Amen. Good night, Grace Harbor. I'll see you in the morning when we have a special day in history to celebrate.